Bonjour à tous. Hello everybody. My name is Fahimuddin Khoshk. I am a PhD student in Université Clermont-Auvergne. Today I am going to talk about a very important and dynamic topic, education and sustainability, from two major perspectives, education, but from quality education, and sustainable development goal 4. Education is a very important, dynamic, and evaluationary topic around the world. It is highly researched, highly discussed discourse in the world. It has many definitions, especially when we are talking about the quality education. Quality education is a very broad scope term. It has hundreds of definitions in academia and government and other organizational institutions. Every country, nation state defines quality education from their own contextual point of view or perspective, because every nation state has its own priorities and objectives to achieve. Therefore, quality is a very broad, general, and broad spectrum topic. But here are some basic characteristics and some basic points about quality education in which many academic scientists and institutions agreed upon. It must have a social, emotional, mental, physical, and cognitive development of a student, regardless of its race, ethnicity, background, geographic location, and etc. And there are three basic characteristics which are globally agreed upon, that if in education, either it's primary, middle or higher, or high school education, it must prepare its students from knowledge, skill, and attitude or aptitude point of view. So generally, these are some characteristics of quality education. And here, we are going to talk about quality education, but from Sustainable Development Goal 4 point of view or perspective. Sustainable Development Goal 4 is one of the goals of 17 SDGs which were agreed during the Paris Summit 2015 in Paris. And SDG 4 has basically 6 basic targets. And all these 6 basic targets has its own targets. And the main essence of these all 6 basic targets is accessibility and quality and skills. So how the students can access to an educational institute, either it's primary, high school or university, and with the perspective of quality education. So accessibility and the quality is key into these in SDG 4. And how SDG 4 is going to achieve, it is our main objective in the contemporary domain of SDG. Therefore, we come up with a research that education for sustainable development tool can achieve to address the basic objectives of SDG 4. And what is ESD? It's basically a very broad and multidisciplinary domain or discourse which addresses the basic objectives of SDG 4 to achieve these objectives till 2030. And ESD itself is a very broad spectrum or is a large scope terminology which includes or incorporates many other disciplines. And gradually it is increasing in other disciplines from primary school, high school and the university level. And there are many school of thoughts and there are many theories about ESD, and ESD is still improving from its academic research. And keeping this context of quality education, quality education and sustainable development goal 4, we are looking here and discussing a specific context of a country, Pakistan. And Pakistan is a very dynamic and very important country. Why? Because of some facts that it has its fifth largest population and it has many cultures, it has diverse locations, it has multiple tiers of educational system and many policies, and it has a large human resource or human capital which we can capitalize to achieve certain objectives not only within the country but at a global level for addressing the SDG 4. Therefore, Pakistan is very important not only for itself but to understand the topic or the domain of SDG across the globe. Pakistan has adopted since 2015 multiple approaches to address SDG 4. First of all, it adopted and agreed upon the SDG 17 SDG targets during the Paris summit, and later on it endorsed and approved its February 2016 a bill which localized and prioritized the SDGs targets within the country. And that legal framework gives a advantage to move forward to achieve SDG 4 targets. Especially here, I can talk about two major approaches which Pakistan adopted with the help of international organizations, especially United Nations. It adopted a approach of MAP, which is mainstreaming, accelerating, and policy support. So, first step was to mainstream the policy and mainstream the SDGs objectives, and later down accelerate to through support from institutional level and to make policy in order to achieve these targets. And within this approach to implement these objectives, within this context to operationalize this approach, another approach was adopted, which was comparative criteria model, and it has 7 basic characteristics to prioritize the global objectives accord within the national objectives. So these were width, depth, multiplier, level of urgency, and the resource requirement for specific objectives, and structural change within the institutions and the relevance and how much it's relevant to the country's context. And parallel with this approach, Pakistan adopted another national level framework, and this framework has 5 basic priorities to achieve this target, which is eradicate poverty, inequality, and improved social cohesion, better governance and improved security, improved access to quality social and municipal services, increase economic growth, improve investment, employment, and productivity, and improved environmental stewardship towards climate action. So these were 2 major approaches Pakistan adopted to achieve these objectives of SDG 4. And Pakistan prioritized these objectives into seven basic components, and to put all these SDGs, not only SDG 4, but the rest of the SDGs into seven categories by like people first, in which they put poverty and quality education, health and infrastructure. This was the first category. Second was growth, and in which they added housing and marine life, or etc. Keeping this context of implementation or operationalization of the SDG 4 and other rest of SDGs, Pakistan is not an easy country because it has different administrative, cultural and other challenges. So there are basic challenges which are a kind of barrier in terms of operationalization and application of SDG 4 objectives. And the basic is, as I talked about, the legal framework. Like, first of all, Pakistan needs to address how legally and how there is a policy support which can move forward and support the objectives to reach an international level. And this, and keeping the mind the SDG 4, which is the basic priority of Pakistan as well, because Pakistan owned these international goals and owned that these are not only the global objectives, but within our vision of 2025 and within our own objectives, these are synchronized, these are similar to the priorities of Pakistan. But for achieving SDG 4, the basic challenge is accessibility, because according to UNICEF, still there are 22 million children out of school. Therefore, Pakistan needs to address this challenge of accessibility to make it possible to the children which are out of school to come into the school at the first step. Then later on, it can improve the quality to attract more and more children and to retain these children into school. And Pakistan is facing many other challenges, like application of ESD values, because ESD is comparatively a new concept for educational policies and educational domain of Pakistan. So it is very difficult and challenging for a country to apply at the national level and the other regions and the provinces. And of course, there are some cultural and socio-economic barriers like poverty, religion, some race system, and some geographical access of people and children to have accessibility on education. And also need to address a challenge, which is differentiate between conventional education and the education for sustainable development, because we believe the education for sustainable development is a tool, is an instrument, is a vehicle to achieve SDG 4 within its limited time frame, not only to benefit the country as a whole, but at a global level. And lastly, I can say the bigger challenge is unintended results, which might be affecting the pace of the program projects and the policies of Pakistan to achieve SDG 4. Thank you so much.